Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hevi Uhu LeBeis HaParva. So we had mentioned already that the Beis HaParva was a Lishka chamber in the Azara. It was called Beis HaParva because of a person who actually built it. His name was Parva. It's interesting, the Bartanur explains that he was a Mechashev. He was a sorcerer. And interestingly enough, he built this Beis HaParva, so they named it after him. And in this chamber in the Azara called the Beis HaParva, on top of it, on its roof, was the mikvah that the Kohen Gadol would tovel in. And after he had brought the carbon tumid of the morning, right, Kishahia Kohen Gadol Tzarech, when he had to begin the services of the day, the avod of the service, which is miyuchah for Yom Kippur, he would go onto this roof in the, of the Beis HaParva in order to dip his second tefillah, right? The first tefillah was done before he came into the Beis HaMikdash, because he was coming from the street. And now the second one was done in the Kodesh, but Kodesh Haisa, this, like we mentioned earlier, that all the tefillos, except for the first one, had to be done in the Kodesh. As long as out of a pasuk. So the first one was done out of the Kodesh before we entered the Beis HaMikdash. And the rest was done in the Beis HaMikdash on top of this Beis HaParva. So this is the second one. 2 of 5. Okay? Then pierce the southern shalbutz beino lebein ha'am. We mentioned that they spread this cloth between him and the people. Like we mentioned in Mishnah Dalet for Tznias. Kiddush yodav raglav. He would do the washing of his hands and his feet because of the pshita sabagadim, because he removed his clothing. Upashat. And then he would remove, as big to have azav, he would remove the golden garments that he was wearing. Rabbi Meir says, no, he says the other way around. Pashat, first, he would remove his clothing. And afterwards, kiddush, only afterwards he would wash yadav raglav, his hands and his feet. Because according to Rabbi Meir, the shnei kedushim, the two kedushim, are to the for the kavod of the begadim of the clothing that he's about to wear. Not that he's going to remove and wear, but they're both for the clothing he's about to wear. El Shekidish Echad, one washing of the hands and the feet was before he dipped in the mikvah, and one was after he dipped in the mikvah. Therefore, Enam Akadish doesn't wash his hands and his feet, according to a mayor, until after he removes his clothing. Now, we don't pass like a mayor. We go that one, the first washing is done because he's removing his clothing, and the second one would be for the clothing that he's putting on. Not like a mayor who says that both of them are going on the putting on of the clothing, just one before he dips in the mikvah and one after. So that's an interesting point to point out, that we don't go like a mayor, we go like the Tanakama. Okay? Yar the Tava, then he went down and he did his second tevila, his second dipping in the mikvah. Like we said, the first one was done out of the base of the mikvah before he entered. Now it's the second one. Allah, he would go up from the mikvah, and then stopping, he would dry himself on this sadin, on this cloth. Have you alone? And they brought to him Bigdei Lavan. So now he's going to wear the white garments. The Arba'a Bigdei Bad Lavanim, the four white linen garments that he would wear on Yom Kippur, special for the day. The Ksonis, the tunic, Mechasayim, the pants, Amle, the belt, and Mitznefes is the turban. The Kohen Gadol would use Meyuchad, special for Yom Kippur. Lavash, he would wear the Bigdei Lavan, the white garments. And then V'kiddush HaTevilah, he would wash his hands and his feet in honor of the cover of the Bishop of God, in honor of wearing these garments. So now what we see here, as we mentioned now, the second Tevila, okay, when it occurred, and we're holding now the third Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, washing of the hands and feet, right? The first time he removed his clothing outside the base of Mikdash, when he was dipping, before he entered, he didn't wash his hands then. He washed it upon putting on the clothing then. So that was the first. And the second and third are now when he's going into the second pair of the second dipping. So one is going to be for removing the clothes in the Beis HaMikdash, right on top of the Beis HaParva and the mikvah over there in the Kodesh. And one now for putting on his clothes, he'd wash his hands as well. So we're up to now the two tefillos we've done, and we've done three Kiddush Yadav Raglav of washing his hands and his feet. Now, Mishnah Zayin is going to go into actually like a side point. They're going to discuss now the value of the clothing that he wore, you know, what the value was. So Mishnah Zayin has a small intro. It says that the white clothing the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur had a special value. And the clothing of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was actually, there was the ones that he would wear in the morning, the Bigdei Lavan, the white clothing in the morning, was actually Pchusim, the Bigdei Lavan, Shlavash, Lavan, B'Shachris. Sorry, all the way around. The Kohen Gadol would serve in the morning and serve in the evening. So the truth is, the white clothing that he wore in the morning actually had more value than the white clothing that he'd worn in the evening. So let's see. Bashachar, in the morning of Yom Kippur, for the service of the day, Hayalovish, the Kohen Gadol, would wear pelusin. Pelusin is the big deal of in the white clothing. They were made from butz, from this linen, dak, very thin, umu'ula, and very prestigious, very expensive. Came from a city called Pelusin, which is in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Shalshneim asa mana, it was worth 12 mana, which has the value, a mana is 100 dinar, so it would be 1200 dinar. Let's just use mana for the name of the coins, and it was worth 12 mana. And some explain it was Yeshua Farshim Shep Pelusin. Pelusin is actually Ramses in Egypt, right? Pisum and Ramses, where the Yidden worked during the Pesach story. So it came from Ramses, because in Targum and Unklus, the Targum Yerushalmi says that Ramses is called Pelusin. Okay, so it came from Pelusin in Egypt, and it was worth 12 mana. Ubein Harbayim, and then the white garments that he wore in the evening on Yom Kippur, Hindavin, they came from a place called Hindavin. Also, big day boots, this fine linen clothing, the white clothing it came from Hindavin is in Me'eret Hodu from Turkey. Shal Shimona Meos Zuz was 800 zuz. In other words, it was worth 8 mana. The very mayor, these are the words of a mayor. So that the Sacha called the entire amount, that they would take out from Hektish to purchase this, these garments would be 20 mana. 12 was the value of the morning white clothing on Yom Kippur, and 8 was the value of the evening white clothing on Yom Kippur. So we see that the morning clothing had more value than the evening clothing. Whereas the Chachamim Omen Lacham said that no, B'shachar in the morning, Hayalovish Shal Shmona Asamana, was worth 18 mana, not 12, it was worth 18. Ubein Harbayim Shal Shneim Asamana, it wasn't worth 8, it was worth 12. So again, the morning was worth more, but in bigger values. Morning was worth 18 mana, and the evening was worth 12 mana. HaKadosh Lo Shemana to tally up to a total of 30 mana. And the Gemara explains, the Chacham are using the word, the sikum, the amount, 30 mana, in order to teach us that really, you could, you know, play with it a little. You know, the morning doesn't have to, the morning right now is 18, and the evening is 12, you could also do, you know, 17 and 13 or 16 and 14. As long as the morning is always worth more. So that's a chiddush that Chacham are coming to teach us, aside from the fact that they're arguing on the actual amount that our mayor says. As long as the morning is always going to be worth more, and that's according to everybody. And the Gemara explains that we learn this out of a pasuk. It says in Vayikra, Ksones bad kodesh yelbash, umichlasei bad yu'al basaro, ba'avnei bad yachgar, mesefes bad yitznof. So it's talking about the clothing in the pasuk, and it says bad, right, the material it was made from, this fine linen. It says it 4 times. Arba pa'amim, 4 times it says the word bad. So it's coming to teach us that the begadim, the clothing that was made from this bad, is muvchar b'yoto, it's very, very precious, it's very expensive. And since this pasuk is talking about the avodah of the morning, so we know that the morning clothing had to be worth more than the evening clothing. The Mishnah finishes off, Elu Mishal Tzibor, the Shloshim Mana, the 30 Mana according to the Chachamim, or the 20 Mana according to the Meir, was taken from the Tzibor, from the public, meaning it was taken from Hektish, in order to purchase the begadim, the clothing. And if the Kohen Gadol wants to add more money to make the clothing even more precious, most of he could add, it's not a problem, but most of Mishalo, he adds that from his own wallet, he gives it as a Tosefes Matanah Hektish, gives it as a gift to Hektish, not lending it or laying it out. He gives it as a gift, comes from his own pocket, and then he could even increase the value of the clothing. And that wraps up Mishnah Zayin.